You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and test of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Hello and welcome to this evening's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus. Bow your head with me for a word of prayer. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your love, for your power, for your grace, for your mercy, which endures, and for the peace that passes all understanding that you give to us. Lord, we commit tonight's service into your hands. We invite you. We ask for the presence of your spirit. We ask for the power of your spirit. We plead the blood of Jesus over the airwaves, over every situation, every home, every life. Do us good tonight. Let no one leave the same way they came. We bring the atmosphere under the influence of the Holy Spirit, and we bind and banish everything that is not divine. We silence wandering thoughts. We pull down strongholds. We ask for clarity of thought and mind. Let the word of God, which is the seed, fall on good ground and cause it to bring forth much fruit. We honor you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, you're welcome to tonight's edition of your favorite radio, live radio broadcast, Miracle Wave broadcast. Broadcast. And tonight promises to be an exciting time in the Lord's presence. Something good is going to happen to you. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Let everyone come online, friends, family. You can find us on TuneIn Radio, Spirit 88.3 FM, and all the other modern radio, modern Ghana radio, and radio outlets, online radio outlets, including Spirit FM Online. So friends in Ghana and beyond can tune in and be blessed by the power, the presence, and the truth of God's word. Let's look at something in Luke chapter 15. Jesus had a discourse with some people, which I want us to glean some truths from as we edge closer towards the end of this year, towards the festive periods of the year. Even though there are a lot of people have some uncertainties and people wonder how things will be like because of the economic indicators and how things are looking like, there is always truth and hope in God's word. And when we know what God says, and when we know what God is thinking and what God is doing, we always can have peace. In verse 1, Then drew unto him, that's Jesus, all the publicans and the sinners, for to hear him. The Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Very interesting statement. And he spake this parable to them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he has found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Hallelujah. I want us to take note of the words that Jesus used. Jesus was very deliberate with the words that he used. And whilst reading these scriptures, the Holy Spirit told me something. He told me that when Jesus came to the world, the angels announced that joy has come to the world. But when Jesus enters a heart, joy comes to heaven. Hallelujah. And Jesus is looking for access. He's looking for you. He's looking for me. He's looking for the sinner. He's looking for the lost. And he wants to bring such home. The Bible tells us about a man called Zacchaeus. Jesus went, he was passing through Jericho, and there was a man called Zacchaeus. He was chief. He was one of the leaders among the publicans, and was rich. And he wanted to see Jesus. I'm reading Luke chapter 19 from verse 3 now. And he could not because of his little stature. And he ran before he climbed up into a sycamore tree, for Jesus was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw Zacchaeus. And he said, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. You think you've been looking for me, but I've been looking for you. Today I must abide at your house." And he made haste and came down. He received him joyfully. And when they saw it, that's the people, they murmured. So you see how in chapter 15 they were murmuring, and they are doing the same thing here. And what were they saying? That he is gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus, he stood and said, "Lord, behold, the half of my goods I give to feed the poor, or I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." And Jesus said unto him, "This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he is also the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Hallelujah. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. He came to seek and to save the lost. He is the shepherd who has 100 sheep and one of them is missing. And he leaves the 99 to go and look for the missing sheep. That one sheep. That sheep is you. That sheep was me. He leaves the 99 and he comes to look for us. And to bring us back home to safety. Now, there's something that the scripture said. And the scripture implied, the scripture said in the previous reading and implied in this one. Jesus was very clear about what brings the joy to heaven. And Jesus was very clear about what it means when he has found the lost sheep. Finding the lost sheep doesn't mean that the person is now coming to church. Coming to church is an entirely different thing. It means something else for different people. Some people go to church to be in a social whatever. Some people go to church to have people bury them. You see, if you are not from Africa, or from Ghana or from Kumasi, you'll be very surprised when you are driving through the streets. In fact, I've grown up here most of my life, but I also moved to Koforidua for a while. But when I came back, what I saw really surprised me. There were more billboards of dead people than there were adverts. I mean, huge billboards of the dead everywhere. And there are a lot of people who go to church because they want someone to give them a befitting burial. I don't know. They want people to give them a befitting burial. They are thinking about their burial, but they are not thinking about where their souls will be. That's the question the church is supposed to help you answer. It's where you are going to spend eternity, not how we'll organize your funeral. But there are a lot of people who go to church so that you have a befitting burial, or they'll have people come to support them to bury this person or bury that person or bury that person. That's why I'm telling you that people go to church for varied reasons. And that is not what Jesus was referring to when he was talking about finding his sheep. Okay, he was talking about something and he was very clear about it. in Luke chapter 15, he said, there is joy in heaven when a sinner repents. Repentance. That's what Jesus was speaking about. Repentance. And that's what I'm talking about. What it means to be found. If you have not yet repented, you may be the bishop, you may be the elder, you may be the deacon of the church, but if you have not repented of your sin, repentance means you have repentance is godly sorrow for sin against God, which results in a turnaround. Repentance means to turn around, to change your mind. Okay? If that hasn't happened in their life, that person has not been found. That person has not repented. That person is still a lost sheep, even though the person may be in church. Someone hasn't repented if the person is still doing the same old things. And I said, Jesus mentioned it categorically here when he said that verse 6 of Luke chapter 15, when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors and says to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. When is that lost sinner found? Verse 7, I say to you, likewise, there shall be joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. So the just persons are not the people who are in church. The just persons are not the people whose names are in the register. The just persons are not the people who pay their tithes. The just persons are not the people who the pastors know by name. The just people are not the people who the pastors refer to as friends. The just people are not the people who have the nicest turbans and the nicest dukus in church. The just persons are not the ones who have the longest skirts and the longest sleeves. The just people are not the ones who dress the neatest and the nicest, the ones who look the most decent and the ones who smile the most. The just persons are those who need not to repent. That means that they have already turned away and turned around from their sins. If you have not turned around from your sins and you are sitting in church, I have news for you. You are in church, but you are lost. And heaven weeps over such. The truth is, a lot of people who listen to this radio station are people who at least attend church. We need to get more sinners listening, though. But if you go to church, but your sins are not forgiven. You go to church, but you are still living in sin. Living in sin is, I mean, present continuous, or is it that? That's the English thing. Yeah, you are still living in sin. You go to church this Christmas. People are going to go to church and the new year and say, look, I'm turning around. But they have no intentions of forsaking. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs that he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But he that confesseth, Proverbs 28 verse 13, and forsaketh. There has to be a turn away, a turn around. A turn from something to something. Peter said, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, called to show forth the praises of him who has called you, 1 Peter 2:9, out of darkness and into light. That is repentance. And that's what happened to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a thief. That Zacchaeus used to dupe people. If you owe 100 cedis, Zacchaeus will tell you it's 400. He'll give the 100 cedis to the state and he'll keep the 300. But that looks like a lot of people in church today would call that savvy business practice. But that was thievery. And that's why a lot of people in church today are headed to hell. Oh, you haven't heard that word in a long time, hell. But it's real. And it's true. There's no one who spoke more about hell than Jesus. He spoke about hell. He referred to hell. He told us that men would go to hell. But he also told us that hell was not made for men. I said Jesus said men will go to hell. But Jesus also told us that hell was not made for man. When you read the book of Matthew, chapter 25, there's a very interesting parable that Jesus tells about the end in verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all his holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth the sheep from his sheep from the goats. That's just those are the only two divisions that there are. You either belong to this category or you belong to that one. You are either a sheep that has been found or you are a sheep that is lost. There is no middle ground. The fact that you don't believe means you believe nothing. So that you believe something. The fact that you believe nothing. You believe there is no God. That's also a belief. You get what I'm saying? So there's no one who is in the middle. There's no one who is, I'm agnostic. There's no one who is in the middle. Everyone belongs to one side of the divide. And the Bible says Jesus will begin to deal with those. He said he sets the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. And then he began to speak to the sheep. He said that they had fed him when he was hungry, etc., etc. And he told them that there is a place for them. Joy and gladness and peace and rest. He said that is their portion. Okay? Then he also speaks to the other group who had not who were on the side of the goats, and he told them something which I want to read to you in verse 41 of Matthew 25. Then shall he say, he said to those on the left hand side, depart from me, ye cursed, into the everlasting fire. And now look at those words, prepared for the devil and his angels. So right here, Jesus was sending men into fire. He is the King. He is the great Lord, the love of God, the Lamb of God, and all those wonderful things. Jesus is love, yes. But he is sending men into fire, depart into everlasting fire. But he announced to them that fire wasn't prepared for you. It was prepared for the devil and his angels, not you. But people are going to share in the devil's punishment. And this is not a strange principle in law. I'm no lawyer, but there's something you call people accomplices. Okay? If a crime is committed, people can be convicted alongside the guilty person because they were accomplices, and they will have their own punishment. And Jesus was saying that the punishment is for the devil and his angels, but people will go there with him because they are accomplices. They are complicit in his crimes, and it's going to happen just like he has said it. And people in church are going to end up in hell because they are around God, but they are not of God. They are with the people of God, but they are not part of the people of God. They fellowship with the people of God, but they do not belong to the people of God. My brothers and my sisters, Jesus came to seek and save the lost. And what does it mean to save the lost? What does it mean to find the lost sheep? It means that person has repented, turned around. Maybe living in some one sin or the other under the influence of that sin. That's not a good life. It's slavery. If you say you are really the master, stop the sin you're committing. You find out that you can't stop the lies. You can't stop the cheating. You find out that you can't stop the lust. You find out that you can't stop the alcohol and the drugs. No matter how hard you try, you are a slave of sin. But if you turn to Jesus in sincerity and truth, he will take your weakness and he'll give you his strength. Tonight, Jesus came to seek and save the lost. It's time to repent. And that's what Zacchaeus did. He said, I'm turning around. This is what I used to do. But I'm not just stopping it. I'm giving back what I stole. I'm giving to the poor. And those who have defrauded, I'm restoring fourfold. That's Zacchaeus. And Jesus said, this day, salvation is coming to this house. One thing I always tell people is that don't deceive yourself. Sometimes people are busy about deceiving others, putting up, pretending that this is the case or that is the case or that is not the case or whatever, what have you. But one thing you should never do is deceive yourself to the place where you yourself believe you are saved, when you know you are a sinner, when you believe you are going to heaven, when you know you are going to hell, when you have come to believe the lie that you are saved, even though you are living in sin. That is a pity. And I beg of you, don't deceive yourself. Get that true, genuine conversion experience. Don't sit there and let someone give you a fake passport or a fake flight ticket. Get a real one. Get a proper boarding pass and get on the flight. Don't be disappointed at the gate when it's too late to buy another ticket. Don't be disappointed at the gate when it's too late to turn things around. Jesus is still seeking the lost today. But there will come a time when he will sit in the judge's seat. And at that time, he is no longer seeking the lost. At that time, everyone who faces him will answer for the lives they've lived. And there will be separation. As a shepherd will separate sheep from goats. And some will enter everlasting joy, whilst others enter everlasting punishment. This is a true message you've got to hear. And you and I have to make things right tonight. And as we turn away from our lives of sin, and his blood makes us clean and makes us new, the stripes that he bore will also take away our sicknesses. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And that's what I've spoken about tonight. But the Bible also says right there in Isaiah 53 verse 5, with his stripes we are healed. The healing power of God is going to roll those sicknesses off your body tonight. And you are going to be whole. Bow your head with me wherever you are. Let's pray. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to be saved for sure. For real. This is not something you gamble about. And you don't have tomorrow. Tomorrow is not yours. I mean, so many strange deaths have happened this year. Unthinkable ways. Young people. Look. Make the right choice. And do it now. Now is the acceptable time. This is the time for salvation. Bow your head with me. You want to make the right choice for real tonight. And pray this prayer with me. Pray it sincerely. And say, Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight. I am a sinner. And I'm sorry for my sin. Tonight, I turn away from my sin. And I turn to you. I choose you. I believe that you are the Son of God. That you came into this world and you suffered and died to make me free. You rose again on the third day and you are alive forevermore. Jesus, I turn away from my life of sin and I turn to you. Be my Lord and be the master of my life. Thank you for receiving me in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I want to pray for the sick before I go. If you are sick in any part of your body, the power of God to heal is very strong here now. Put one hand, your left hand where the sickness is, on your knee, your back, your eyes, the headache, put your hand on your head. Any chest issues, put your hand on your chest and lift up one hand. You are lifting your hand to Jesus. It's no ritual. It's just a connection. It's a faith connection between you and I. And you are asking Jesus to heal you. Lord Jesus, I pray in your name and I rebuke sickness, I rebuke disease, I rebuke pain, back pain, eye pain, pain in the joints. Oh, I rebuke it now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It leaves you now. Oh, yes. Asthma has just left somebody. Migraine headaches have lost their power over you. Stomach ulcer has just been healed. Someone's mental clouding has just been cleared. Suddenly, everything seems clear and the confusion has left you. Oh yes, peace has entered someone's soul. There was a lot of agitation, but the peace that passes your understanding has entered your spirit, has entered your soul now. Be made whole. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke every spirit of infirmity, everything that holds you bound is cursed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the power of depression is broken over you now. In Jesus' name, let your vision clear up, 2020 vision. In the name of Jesus, let your ears pop open. In the name of Jesus, let every weakness in your body be turned to strength. Ah, kabala hatunda la bashanda levosa, rakosta prada lustava. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what an awesome time in His presence. The presence of God, His power is so real here. Your life is never the same. Reach out to us on the lines that will be called after the service. Love to hear what God is doing and what God has done in your life. I'll be with you again, God willing, next week on your favorite live radio broadcast, Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus, signing out. I love you. See you.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing His works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.